Lemmy is a Cape Town-based vocalist and has worked with some of big names in the industry. Lemmy says her passion is entertainment, was inspired by her mom. New to music scene in 2019, Lemmy got a kickstart to her career and featured on DJ Moe's EP. Her first single, Ifigeni, was released and we'll play it on air after the interview.
Yay!
Okay, what inspired you to pursue music?
Oh, wow. Okay. What inspired me to do music? Okay, so growing up as, you know, a young age, I was very, very active, right? I was that kid in school who was doing everything. So I was part of the marimba classes. I was doing traditional dancing. I was part of like hip-hop dancing as well, so I was very active, you know, at a very young age. So entertainment for me was, you know, that's when I was like, you know, I'm born to be in this industry because I loved being in front of people, I loved entertaining family and when we had gatherings. So it was something that I grew up, you know, because I was so used to it. You know, I was just doing everything in school. I was that kid, was just very active. So yeah, that's how I started the whole musical career. Started at a young age. And I love what you guys are doing as well, hey? Big ups to you guys.
You've been working on music since last year. What was your earlier years in entertainment like compared to now?
Sure. You know, everything has its struggles, especially when you start off. Because I remember when I started out, people first don't believe in your dream. So you first have to believe in your dream yourself. You know, the moment you believe in your own dream, it makes it easier for the next person to believe in you. So I remember when I started out, I was just like writing emails. I was sending messages on social media, you know, wanting to work with well-known producers at that time. And it wasn't easy, I won't lie, because it was like, okay, people looking down at you. But that didn't stop me from, you know, from pursuing, trying and trying the next person. When I started out, it was quite a struggle. But right now, I'm getting, you know, requests. I'm getting people calling me, you know, wanting to work with me. So it's easier now than before.
In your introduction, I briefly spoke about your involvement in the entertainment industry, but I believe you're also a presenter. Please tell us more about that.
Yes. I was doing exactly what you're doing. I was a radio presenter. So what happened was when I went into varsity, we had a radio station at our campus. So I was a radio presenter for that radio station. So I had the privilege of, you know, working with big names in the industry where I got to, you know, interview well-known celebrities in South Africa. So I did presenting also when I tried a lot of presenting auditions as well. So I did also, I was recently chosen, when is it, 2016? I was part of the Nedbank Guyana Presenter Search where I represented the Western Cape. So that was actually quite an achievement for me then in presenting. So yeah, I did present as well.
What has been the highlight of your music career?
Sure, the highlights. Oh my goodness. I remember. So I do gorm music, right? So gorm is a type of genre which is, you know, house music that, you know, relates with a whole lot of, you know, especially young guys as well. So I did gorm gospel. There's this new genre that's coming up. It's called gorm gospel. So I tried my hand, did a feature on that. And the highlight for me was when it was actually nominated and it won the awards for the 2019 Kamva Awards. So that was really quite, you know, a highlight for me that I featured on a song that actually won an award. So yeah, that was a highlight.
What is your favorite thing about gorm music?
Yeah, my favorite thing about gorm music. Oh my goodness. Do you know gorm music?
A little bit.
Can you dance?
Not really.
Okay. So the nice thing about gorm music is that it's a different type of genre of music, right? That is like instrumental, it's beats. It's like, you know gorm music, right? So
yes.
It's like go, go, go. So that whole thrill of, you know, the beats with it. And I love it because obviously when I was younger, we had a dance crew that we had. So always we were like Destiny's Child, basically, when we were growing up. So we always had, like, these dance classes. We have these battles. So, and house music was my favorite when I was young. So when Gom came in the industry, I was like, this type of genre is something that I could relate to. And it's just the beats, the nice, you know, just the whole vibe about it. I'm pretty sure you know some good Gom songs, right?
I think I know.
One or two. Great.
If you weren't making Gom music, what genre would you be doing?
Interesting. I'd probably be doing hip-hop. I'd probably be doing hip-hop, the hip-hop genre, simply because when I was in primary school, I used to be part of the hip-hop dance crew. Just the whole culture of hip-hop, where you get to express yourself in many ways, how you dress, the dances. I was probably going to do hip-hop music. I don't know. Don't ask me why. But yeah, I'd probably be doing that if I wasn't doing Gom.
What words of encouragement do you have for youth that want to pursue music as a career?
You should never let people, you know, dictate or tell you what you want to be or what you want to do. It all starts with yourself. So if you know you're confident and you know you got this, like, nobody else can tell you anything. Just be in your own lane. Don't feel pressurized. Just do what you do. Obviously, you love what you're doing. It makes it easier. Be yourself. And people talk whether you do good or bad. So do you. Don't give up. And yeah, man, just like never give up. Try again. You never know where you'd lead to or where you'd be.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I love the whole concept of having young, you know, young guys interviewing me. And I can only imagine this is your passion. You want to be in media, right? And you did quite a good job at it.
Thank you.